The rapper Afro Man scored hits in the early 2000s with Colt 45 and Because I Got High. But it's his newest music videos that are making headlines because they feature footage of police raiding his home. As NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, some of those officers are now suing him for invasion of privacy.
The story starts last August when law enforcement officers in Adams County, Ohio, got a warrant to search Joseph Foreman's home on suspicion of drug trafficking and kidnapping. They didn't find anything, and the rapper was never charged. He wasn't even home. But he alleges that police damaged his property, traumatized his kids, and stole $400 during the search, which was captured on his home security system. Police have since said they miscounted the cash and didn't respond to NPR's request for comment. Afro Man weighed his options.
I ask myself, as a powerless black man in America, what can I do? And only thing I could come up with was make a funny rap song about him and make some money, use the money to pay for the damages, and move on.
The next month, he released Lemon Pound Cake, an album full of songs about the raid with music videos featuring surveillance footage. The title track is about an officer who's walking across the kitchen with his gun drawn when he appears to get distracted by a cake stand on the counter.
He's an Adams County sheriff. He's hungry and he's big as hell. He was sniffing for weed. Then he smelled another smell.
Afro Man also made merchandise and posted on social media, calling out the officers and mocking their appearances. Now seven of them are suing him, his label, and a video distribution company, saying they've suffered everything from humiliation to death threats as a result. They want proceeds from his music and merchandise and for the posts and videos to be taken down. Afro Man finds it laughable.
These big bad cops that came to kill me in front of my kids are being beat up and bullied by those little corny rap songs I made about them.
He says he turned a bad thing into a good thing and has gotten even more exposure and opportunities out of it.
I don't want to pay these guys nothing, but worst case scenario, if I had to pay them, all the publicity and fame they give me, it might be fair to shuffle them a few coins.
Afro Man says he was already planning to sue the police for defamation and is now in the process of filing a counterclaim. He also wants to release another album with a song about each officer. He'd call it something like Lemon Pound Cake Part 2. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.